region. Welcome to the Edison Community Watch Show. I'm Janet Vinez, president of Edison Community Watch and councilwoman at large in the city of Hammond. Each month, we bring the message of community and crime watch groups to the region. We want to pass along tips that will help us keep our neighborhoods safe and encourage our residents to be the eyes and ears of our neighborhood. Above all, we ask you to call the police if you see anything suspicious or something that just doesn't seem right, because community is not just about me, it's about us. This morning, my guest is Ann Herbert, Vice President of Hammond Citywide Crime Watch. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. On this cold region morning, I'll tell you, I'm kind of tired of this weather. The sunshine is deceiving, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Because it is chilly out there. If anybody has any questions or comments, you can give us a call at 845-1100. Well, in the city of Hammond, we have about a dozen community and crime watch meetings that take place around the city of each month. Each meeting is tailored to our neighborhood where the meeting takes place. But the common thread is information and tips. And this morning we'd like to pass along some information and some tips for you to keep your family and your neighborhood safe. There are so many programs available in the city of Hammond that an individual can take advantage of. And one of them is the Home Security Program. You want to tell us a little bit about that, Ann?
Yes, the Hammond Home Security Program is a program where the city will reimburse a resident 50% up to $200 for any security upgrades that they make for their home. For instance, upgrades such as deadbolt locks, security locks, monitoring devices, steel doors, window pins, alarm systems, those types of things. And the way that the program works is before you have the work done, you called the Hammond Police Department, and that number is 852-2909, for them to come out and evaluate your property. Once they've done that, then you go and have the work done, and they come back out after the work is completed, and they do an assessment of the work that's been done, and then from there, they determine how much of the payment that they're going to make.
Okay, so they at the Crime Watch meetings, the community policing officers always encourage us to get an alarm system.
Yes.
I recall hearing Sergeant Muta say that he's never been to a breaking and entering call that they had an alarm. So if you wanted to look into an alarm system, they would reimburse you up to $200?
Yes, and that's just for the installation of the alarm system. That does not include the monthly fees.
Okay. I see. There's so many ways that you can find out about what is going on in the city of Hammond. They always put on their Go Hammond Facebook page the Crime Watch meetings that are going to take place in the city. You can get so much information on the GoHammond.com website, city departments and city documents, and it would be kind of nice if we could get our Crime Watch meetings on GoHammond TV, wouldn't it?
It sure would. Yeah. I would love to see myself on TV.
I guess maybe we're going to have to talk to Jake about that. Okay. I did say that if you have any questions or comments, our phone number is 845-1100, and you're listening to the Edison Community Watch Show on WJOB. One of the informational features that the mayor is really advertising is the 311 app.
Yes.
What do you know what the 311 app is?
Of course I do. I use it all the time. It's called the Hammond 311 app, and anyone who has a smartphone or your computer, you know, can download the app. And say, for instance, you're riding around in your neighborhood and you see that a tree has fallen and a couple days has passed and nothing's been done. What you can do is you can stand in that location where that tree is located, because the app has a GPS. So it will let you know exactly where you are. You take a picture of whatever it is you want to forward, and you can do it anonymously, or you can let the department know who you are.
Is it kind of the way you set up the app when you download it?
It's each time you use the app, you have the option.
Oh, okay.
Of doing it anonymously, or letting, you know, the city know who you are.
Okay.
And the advantage of this program is that once you send that photo and a description with the location, it goes directly to the city department, and they, within a couple hours, unless it's after business hours, will send you a response back letting you know that they've received it, and they keep in touch with you to let you know the progress of your issue.
So if you see, for instance, graffiti in your neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
You can take a picture of the whatever the image is, and send it to the city, to the graffiti removal department?
It will be forwarded to a specific number,
okay.
And that particular department will forward it to the appropriate department.
Okay.
Because some of the issues will go to the parks department, some will go to the city trash removal.
Okay, public works.
Right, exactly.
Like that,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I recall seeing several 311 reports with regard to cars that were snowed in.
Oh, yeah.
During that storm that
yeah.
we had. Yeah. And so trash in the alley,
mm-hmm.
if somebody throws out a couch or...
mattress. Whatever.
Okay.
Yes. And you just snap a photo and it goes to the department, and they'll respond to let you know the progress of handling the issue.
So even during the summer,
oh yeah,
when the tall grass.
I use that a lot during the summer in my community. There are some properties that the grass was overgrown.
Okay.
And I just snapped pictures and forwarded, and they responded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's taken care of.
And one of the things that I've used the app for is, I don't know if people are aware, but there is an ordinance in the city of Hammond that prohibits anyone from posting signs
mm-hmm.
on telephone poles or light poles and things of that nature. The we buy used cars or we
renting houses.
Right, yeah, and there's always that mattress for sale,
exactly.
Something like that. And I've used the app for that, and
mm-hmm.
it goes to code enforcement, and they'll contact the person and give them a break the first time.
Right.
But if it happens again, they'll definitely be cited.
Right.
I know that we were at a council meeting a couple of weeks ago, and a letter was requested for graffiti on a stop sign. And in the time that it took for the letter to be requested and a follow-up question, the mayor had already sent the request to 311, and the graffiti was removed the next morning.
Exactly.
At 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than sending a letter and waiting for it to get there, waiting for them to act on it, it could take...
up to 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
It could be. You
yeah.
never know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is just a great way for we for us as residents to communicate with the city and let them know some of the things that we see, because let's face it, they don't live in our neighborhood.
Correct.
We do.
Yeah.
So it's just like with the police officers, they don't live in our neighborhood. They don't spend as much time on our particular street as we do. So we need to let them know if there's anything odd that we see, anything suspicious. They always say that they would much rather get a call about something that turns out to be nothing than
not to get a call.
Exactly.
Yes, and
exactly.
Something happened. And the one thing that the mayor was joking about concerning the Hammond 311 app is that a lot of the city employees hate it because they have to respond immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you make a phone call or send a letter or whatever, you know, there's that lag time. But
right.
Once you download that that image and that comment and it goes over to the appropriate department, they have to respond to it immediately. And you do, like I said, get a progress report, you know, as far as how your complaint is being handled.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, in my age category, it's so difficult to adapt to the social media and the cell phones and all that kind of stuff, but it really does, it's really quite easy
mm-hmm.
once you get into it. You're listening to the Edison Community Watch Show on WJOB. I'm Janet Vanez, and
I'm Ann Herbert.
There we go. Thank you very much. Some of the things that we have talked about at the Crime Watch meetings is the phone solicitation.
Mm-hmm.
Most everyone has caller ID now, and if you don't recognize the number that is calling, please don't pick up the phone. There are so many scams out there. Some people are calling to say that they are the IRS. There's other people who are looking to sell you information. My rule of thumb is if I don't recognize the number and it's somebody who really wants to speak with me,
they'll leave a message.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's so many scams out there with regard to the seniors, one of which is a senior citizen gets a phone call from their supposed grandson.
Who's in trouble?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly. Can you send money? And of course,
mm-hmm.
the trick that they use is they don't give a name. And then grandma says, Johnny, is that you? Yeah, yeah, this is Johnny. So please just be very, very careful when you answer your phone. Don't give out any information. If what they are offering you is something that might be attractive to you, ask for a phone number and you call them back, or do a little bit of research, Google the company
mm-hmm.
and get their phone number and call them directly, because so many people are taken advantage of with all of the scams that are going on.
Yeah, Better Business Bureau is another agency that you might want to check with too.
Right, exactly.
If they don't have a listing, watch out.
Exactly, exactly. If anyone has any questions or comments, our phone number is 845-1100. Last week, I went to the Hessville Crime Watch, and the mayor was the guest speaker. And it's always a great informational meeting when the mayor is the guest speaker, because he talks about things that perhaps he can't get to on his radio show on Friday, or perhaps it's not in the newspaper or whatever. And one of the topics that was hotly discussed was a family that is a problem in the Hessville area. They have been terrorizing the neighborhood for many, many years. And finally, the neighborhood has taken a stand, and they are no longer afraid to call the police and let them know what is going on. So please, if you have any situation such as that in your neighborhood, please do not be afraid to call the police. That's what they are there for. And in the city of Hammond, they do a fine job of responding to our phone calls. With Edison Community Watch, I have an email tree. And what I do is every week or so, I go to a service that the Hammond Police Department subscribes to. It's called crimereports.com.
Mm-hmm.
And every so often, I'll send out an email of the crimes that have been committed in the Edison area. I would like to make everyone aware of this this website. It is crimereports.com. You can feed in your address and dates, and you can request the type of crimes that you are interested in researching mm-hmm. in your neighborhood. And you would be surprised how many crimes that are committed. And what was kind of funny was during these past couple of weeks when we had this all the snow and the cold temperatures, there wasn't
much crime.
No, it was too cold. Yes, absolutely. The Hammond Police Department has made an effort as of late to get out in the neighborhoods. Of course, the community policing officers attend each of the 12 community and crime watch groups that are in the city of Hammond. And they give crime stats and they talk about occurrences in a particular neighborhood or an update on a particular crime that occurred in a neighborhood, and they're available to answer any questions. They have now started an initiative where the Hammond Police Department, and there were quite a few officers who attended the Coffee with a Cop.
Mm-hmm.
They've done two of them so far, and a third one is coming up, isn't it?
Yes, Thursday, March the 26th. From 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Jonelle's Restaurant, which is over by the Dynasty Banquets, 4145 Calumet Avenue. And they're asking that the neighbors join the police officers for coffee and conversation. And there is no agenda or speeches. You just sort of socialize with the police officers and your community neighbors and anyone that shows up, you know, for the event.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think it's a very good program that they started. I see a lot of people that I know from around the city that are attending the Coffee with the Cop.
Well, this will be the third one. The first one was at Round the Clock mm-hmm. on 165th.
And Columbia, right.
Right. And that was well attended, but it was nowhere near in comparison to
the second one
that mm-hmm. they had right over here at the Wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And there had to be 50 people there.
Yeah, yeah. And it was very interesting, too, that the Kwodong, how do you pronounce that?
Taekwondo,
yeah. Mm-hmm. The class came to that particular Coffee with a Cop. They brought the little students with them so that they could get introduced and familiarized with the police department. I thought that was really nice. They had on their little uniforms and
right.
their belts.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And it also gave us an opportunity to promote the Crime Watch initiative mm-hmm. that we have, the Blue Ribbon Campaign.
Right.
They We had seen on TV back in December a community in Illinois that was putting up blue ribbons around their neighborhood to acknowledge the job that their police department did in their neighborhood. And we thought that was a great idea, excuse me, to do in Hammond. So all of the Crime Watch groups have been given the opportunity to pass out mm-hmm. the blue ribbons and tie them to your tree, the light post in front of your house, your mailbox, your fence, and that way when our Hammond police officers drive by your house, they know that you're saying thank you for the mm-hmm. job that they do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it was great to tell the kids from the Taekwondo class about saying thank you to the police officers
mm-hmm.
because we, I know when I was a kid, I was in fear of the police officers. I guess it. I guess that became that was from the Wrath of Ralph, my father, who instilled that in us, and we knew that if we weren't respectful, that
yeah, they were going to call the police on you.
Oh boy! Oh boy! And then
that threat.
Yes, and I'd have double when I got home. So to this day. I have the utmost respect for our police officers. Every day when they go to work, they know that they are going to have to deal with a potentially dangerous situation mm-hmm. on their job. So thank you to them, and thank you to their families. You're listening to the Edison Community Watch Show on WJOB. I'm Janet Vanez from Edison Community Watch.
And I'm Ann Herbert from the Hammond Citywide and East Hammond Pullman Crime Watch.
One of the guests that we have had regularly at the Crime Watch meetings is Linda Gergel from the Indiana Attorney General's office. And some of the information that she has given us has been very, very helpful. I was talking before about some of these telephone calls that we get, the
mm-hmm.
scams. And there are also people who are soliciting on the telephone. And you can subscribe to the Indiana Do Not Call list. If you are interested in doing that, you can call 888-834-9969, or you can visit indianaconsumer.com. There is also a national Do Not Call list, and their number is 888-382-1222. And you can also visit donotcall.gov to get your number on that list. It looks like we have a phone call. Welcome to the Edison Community Watch Show.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Ladies, what I was trying to figure out is that you're talking about all this Crime Watch stuff you can look up on a computer or on your smartphone and this and that and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of senior citizens around here, like myself, been here like 60 years. We don't have a computer. We don't have a smartphone. So how come none of our crime reports are in the newspaper?
To the best of my knowledge, the reason our crime reports are not in the newspaper is because the Hammond Police Department subscribes to crimereports.com. I do know that that question was posed at the Hessville Crime Watch meeting last week, and Scott Holbrook, who is the community policing officer over there, said that he was going to look into it. In due respect, sir, I am a senior citizen as well.
So am I.
And this is kind of the wave of the future. There are many opportunities, however, for you to find out what is going on in your community by attending a Crime Watch meeting, by attending a mayor's night out. And I'm sure you have grandchildren who are more technologically savvy than any of us, that's for sure. If you want to figure out how to do something on a cell phone, ask a 12-year-old. Mm-hmm. So,
they're not around this area, though, anymore.
No, I understand. And we get as much information as we can in the newspaper and the meetings that we have. Please come to one of the Crime Watch meetings. That all of them are announced in the newspaper.
Yeah, we have ours at Gene Shepherd.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're in the Hessville area.
Yes.
Okay. Were you at that meeting last week?
No, I couldn't attend it.
Okay. Yes, it was very good. The mayor is always very interesting. But I do understand what you're saying. But this is certainly a different world these days, and it's all about technology, and the city of Hammond certainly has moved in that direction.
Or either that or you can go to the library, but the libraries are all closed in the Hessville area.
Well, there is one library remaining in Hammond, and that is in downtown Hammond. I do believe they're open from 9 in the morning to 9 in the evening, or 8, is
yeah,
it? I'm not sure.
Eight.
It's 8 or 9, mm-hmm. something like that. They do have computers available there. They also are offering classes about computers. There was one about emails. There was one about Facebook and Word and Excel, and which are all computer programs. So maybe give the library a call and see when those classes are going to be. I do know that they had to cancel a couple of them because of the snowstorm that we had, and then followed by the cold weather. But the library is an excellent resource mm-hmm. for information.
Yeah, I just want to add that earlier this week, Janet and I were at the senior building, the Mount Zion Pleasant View, and they had their grand opening for their computer lab, and they had 6 computers that they set up in a room for the seniors to learn how to use computers. Those who don't have computers can come downstairs and use the computers in the computer lab. And they're starting classes within a couple weeks for the seniors to learn how to use, the computers.
And they've got state-of-the-art equipment
there. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so seniors are learning how to use computers.
I've got a gal on my email list. She's 85 years old, and she does email me back when she's got a question, that's
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're nearing the end of our half hour, and thank you for joining me today, and thank you for volunteering in Hammond. You really do make a difference in our fine city.
Thank you.
The next meeting of Edison Community Watch is Wednesday, March 4th at Edison School at 6:30 p.m. Our community policing officer, who is Sergeant John Muta, will give us our area crime statistics for the past month, and he'll be available to answer any questions our residents may have. For a list of Community and Crime Watch meetings, you can visit EdisonCommunityWatch.com or HammondCrimeWatch.com. We ask the region to think about us, not just me. Attend a Crime Watch or community meeting. It's only through our combined efforts that we can affect change. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you.
Big Auto Show savings are at Phillips Chevrolet, the number one selling Chevy dealer in Illinois. Phillips has Illinois and Indiana's largest Chevy inventory. Hi, I'm Mike Maharis, general manager of Phillips Chevrolet. Save an additional $1,000 with GM owner loyalty, plus